following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office of Memphis, Tennessee, episode 327 happening here. It is the 17th day of May, day of production, and I'm running late again. I've been in this studio, in Studio A today, since about, for the past 6 hours or so. I've been working on some other stuff, you know, those of you that may be into audiobooks. I'm one of the actors for Audible, and I had to get a book finished, so I'm a little tuckered out, but I'll be all right. It's okay. Got a few things I want to get into this time out. Springtime in the midst of a quarantine. I don't know the day of that, or how long this has been. It's become sort of a moot point now because of things beginning to open up, which, you know, take that for what it is, what it's worth, what it means. We'll probably get into a little bit of that here in a little while. So there is that. Also wanted to hip you to another project that I'm working on. Drinking with Dead People is going to be happening pretty quick. Several episodes of that show are in the can. You'll be able to find that on YouTube eventually. there's a trailer that's going up here pretty quick. And we're just having a big old time with this thing. It's sort of a learning process when you do these things, you know. You would think, yeah, well, you know, Rick, you've been in the business for a long time. You should be able to handle such a thing. And in a way, I can. But, of course, things change as you move along, as you do different things in your world. And you start adding different elements of things, like in this particular case, cameras. Because, after all, it's a YouTube thing. So being on camera again, it's been a while. You have to know how to manipulate it. You have to work it. You got to show your stuff, how to do your thing. But that's going to be coming up pretty soon. So be ready for that mess. And as such, we have been very fortunate throughout this pandemic to keep doing what we're doing. We've been very fortunate. I mean, there are so many things going on out there that have made things difficult for a lot of folks, and there is no shying away from that. That is just a out-and-out reality. And what you do is you just keep going. I have the back door to the studio open. That explains why somebody with a small penis just drove by in a very loud thing. You just keep doing what you do. Put your old nose to the grindstone and keep hammering away at it as if, you know, nothing else really matters, because really it doesn't. If you're fortunate enough to be in a position where you can do that, you do that. You pick your battles, as they say. You keep hammering it along. So that's sort of the plan. But, you know, from my perspective, I get to spend a lot of time observing, looking at things. It's sort of what we've all been doing, in a way. With the morning show, LJ and I have been doing a lot of that. You can find that at radio-memphis.com, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., except on Mondays. taking that day off. There's a promo for you. But yeah, it's interesting to see how things are happening. You know, the new norm as it's going on, and there's a lot of people out there that are having trouble accepting that. It's with anything else, you know. It's with change. People have problems with that kind of thing. But, you know, once again, you just grab a hold of it and you deal with it as best as you possibly can. We'll get into it and some more. We're going to get into some of the things, some of the cautions perhaps of reopening, and some of the things that I've seen. That's all coming up next, so stick around. You're listening to it right here from Radioland. Don't go away.
The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical supplies and gifts. We stock candles, herbs, gemstones, incense, salt lamps, and more. We also host monthly rituals and events for those looking to get together with like-minded people. And the Broom Closet is the only place you can get your cards read by me, Reverend Emily. I'm an ordained Wiccan minister and Reiki master. Book your next tarot reading and see what's in the cards for you. Discover conscious living and being connected to an awesome community. The Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop is located in downtown Memphis, or visit our online store at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet, where magic begins.
I am tired. I am weary. I'm exhausted from the news. It's just unrelenting. The things that we're seeing about this pandemic has just, it's just sucked the consciousness out of everything that we're trying to do, isn't it? I think we're all feeling that sort of way. Because, you know, everywhere you turn, there's somebody that has some sort of a different reaction or some sort of a different take on what's happening. Me included. We've all looked at this with this kind of a jaundiced eye at this point, if you'll pardon the pun. there's a lot of that going on. And it's weird because you've seen the numbers that come from different sources. They have different outcomes. They have a different sense of where they fit. And we're all just sort of standing here going, what? Well, that is, I say that aside from the, like, if you live in, like, was it Wisconsin where everybody's having, it's the Wild West. The governor of Wisconsin has said that it was just, you know, it's a crazy form of the Wild West. And the Supreme Court had said that the stay at home order was a violation of someone's constitutional rights. And therefore you had all these idiots out there with their assault rifles and whatnot, their open carry stuff, to say that they were, you know, not going to have their rights taken away by being forced to stay at home. And what was the argument? If you're sick, you're ordered to stay home, that's one thing. But if you're not sick and you're ordered to stay home, that's tyranny. Oh, please. I shouldn't have to wear a mask. But y'all don't have a problem with the no shirt, no shoes, no service thing, right? That's understandable, right? Shortly after the Supreme Court had said that the stay-at-home order was an unconstitutional thing, Wisconsin Supreme Court, that is. Everybody hit up the bars and just spreading the COVID around, whatever they're going to do. We will not live in fear. It's not about living in fear, man. It's about being cautious and being reasonable. And that just seems to have gone out the window, and it's made everybody really tired. It's just silly. You know, you see, you know, these guys, Meal Team 6, all standing out there with their rifles and their magazines and their assault vests and the, you know, looking for the next meal, because these big fat bastards, Semper Pi, motherfucker. That's what I see. And boy, howdy, are y'all going to flip out when the buffets become non-existent? Oh, you can't take away my buffet. Yeah, we can. That's going to happen. There's going to be changes to our world, and we just have to deal with it, have to adjust to it. Change is never easy, especially for those that are weak-minded. You know, even the strong-willed have issues with some changes, but you just go through it. You deal with it. It's part of survival. It's part of life. And those that are smart are going to understand that when these situations arrive, these difficulties arrive, it presents opportunity. And that's what you have to look for. It looks for positive opportunity. They're out there. It may seem somewhat difficult at the moment, but they're out there. It's not a bad thing, for sure. So, you know, you just do with it. Now, as far as reopening, boy, howdy. I'm under the impression that the whole idea of reopening is serving more of a political need than anything else. Although there is some greed that is involved. In fact, a good bit of that is greed. That's just kind of how that boat floats. Because if we don't open, we don't get our economy back. If we don't get our economy back, then the president's not going to get reelected. If he doesn't get reelected, then, oh, my God, oh, they'll be shouting from the mountaintops. Oh, my God. The idea that we will get through this, as I talk about, is very true. We will. We're going to get through this just fine. It'll be okay. It's not the end of the world for most of us. For those that can't handle it, it probably will be. And that's unfortunate. I hate to be the bearer of that, but that's just kind of the way that goes. And you've got business owners out there that are just dying to find a way to stay open. And some of this is kind of hard to swallow, because a lot of these companies, these businesses, didn't need the Paycheck Protection Program. They had money. They had a shitload of it. But they got it anyway. They got these government grants to keep doing what they're doing. And it left us other small businesses like our company. We couldn't get it. It was gone. It was out. There were other circumstances that were involved in there that just, we just couldn't do it. We couldn't get the wherewithal to make that sort of thing happen. And it puts a rock in my shoe over it. You know, it's irritating. And then it becomes, I run a restaurant. We're going to open. We're going to open it. We're going to open it. We're going to go. We're going to go through all these. And then they get upset. Well, let me back up. They open up the restaurants and they are doing this because they feel that everybody's just going to go piling right into these places and they're going to just belly up to the bar and just assume that life is on as usual. And under certain political individuals and political aspects, there's this whole notion that, oh, it's done. It's over with. COVID-19 has been vanquished. Our big national nightmare is over, they'll say. It's not. It's waning a little bit, perhaps. But we have watched, at least I have, the difference between what is going on between individuals of political stature as opposed to those that are wanting to pay attention to what science is having to say. And that becomes a very interesting little twist, isn't it? Who are we going to believe, the scientists or those who think they know what's going on? So no ego stroke. And this is what it goes back to. This is what I was going to tell you, and I interrupted myself. For these businesses that are demanding to be reopened, and they did, and they put their workers at risk unnecessarily, they're upset now. They're not happy. They're none too pleased with what's going on right now because nobody's showing up. Where are the customers? Why are they not here? They don't want to catch your freaking disease. They don't want that. They don't want any of this. Your greed has gotten in the way of being sensible about certain things. What is going to happen if all of a sudden this thing, this COVID virus thing, makes a comeback? It will. I hope I'm wrong, but it's going to come back. We don't know how strong. Hopefully it'll be weak. But it's going to instill a lot of panic in people. Because we've gotten it into our heads that we've gotten through this one time. It should be okay the second time around. And that may be where it gets us. I don't know. I don't want to sit here and paint a picture of doom and gloom because that's certainly not the case at all. And with everybody being as weary of it all as we've seen, it's not that we become so lax in our own safety. It's we've become so lax in what we see is what's happening. Oh, well, this is being said, and that's being said. It's all who you want to believe in or who you don't want to believe in. It's all horse shit anyway. Now, you just go do what you want to do. I shouldn't have to wear a mask in public. Okay. You shouldn't have to wear tennis shoes or a shirt when you go to a restaurant, but it'd probably be a pretty good idea if you did. That's why those rules are in there. I long for the days when we had a more sensible approach to things. I don't know if that horse is out of the barn or not. I'd like to think it's not. Maybe we'll get back to a point where it'll be a lot more comfortable for us to deal with what's going on in the world. As I said a while ago, I'm tired of it. I know y'all are too. It gets exhausting because everywhere you go, everywhere you turn around, there's something about the pandemic and there's something about COVID-19. There is something that's being said about somebody's pointing fingers at one thing or another. Things that are being said that make no sense at all because it's just the way they have to get their point of view across. And they got to sit there with their conspiracy theories because they can't accept just the basic fact, the basic truth that this thing happened and how we knew it happened. And yet, everybody's going, well, it's the Chinese, it's somebody else, it's that the other, it's blah, 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 blah. And now it's the man wanting to put his hobnailed boot on your throat to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. You've been ordered to stay in. That's tyranny. It's crazy. These people have no concept. They haven't looked outside, you know? And what I mean by saying looking outside, they haven't looked outside the country to see how everybody is dealing with this. And it's not just, you know, on a simple point of view like that the notion that every other country in the world is laughing at us very grimly, but they are in fact laughing at us because it's like, hey, look at these supersized Americans. I'll be damned if I'm not going to be able to go to my all-you-can-eat buffet and be able to carry my AR-15 wherever it is that I go. The hell? I just, you know, I don't understand this. And I'm tired of arguing it, and I'm tired of looking at it. And for now, this may be the last episode I do on this particular topic, because I just feel it's... I just feel that it's sort of becoming a moot point, isn't it? We've begun to accept the fact that this thing is here, the COVID, right? It's a virus. And they say, well, I don't understand how we can't get a vaccine for it. Why does it have to be here like this? I'll tell you why. It's simple. I'm not a scientist, but I'll explain it to you, because I study a little bit of science enough to understand what's going on. And here's what's being said. COVID-19 comes from the SARS family of viruses. It's in the coronavirus category, but SARS is really kind of where it's at. It's a respiratory syndrome. It originated in Asia many, many years ago. And we weren't able to get a vaccine for it as quickly as we did like swine flu, because it's a vastly different virus. It's a different thing. It's not a living thing. It's just a thing. And it's going to take a long, long, long time to get an appropriate vaccine for this, if we get one at all. Now, like I mentioned, too, with every bit of ridiculousness that is out there and every challenge that is presented to all of humanity, the one thing that is for certain is it does present opportunity. And what we're seeing is we're seeing an opportunity for young scientists and people of note that know how to stand up and say, hey, let me go to the laboratory and figure this out. Oh, it's a loud bird. Even the birds are kind of tired of it, I guess. They don't know what's going on. Hell, you know, my dog is like, hey, you get to stay home again some more. What are you doing? Understanding that we can go past this by growing as a society, growing as people is what it's about. Not standing there with your flag in your hand and your gun over your chest, with your assault vest with full of magazines of ammunition and your gloves and your camo pants, and thinking you're being all brave by storming the governor's mansion and calling yourself brave. Is not. It's not bravery at all. You know what's brave? It's the medical professionals that are working right now. It's the doctors, it's the nurses, it's the orderlies, it's those that are taking care of people in hospitals. Those are the ones that are not afraid to strap the mask on and go right into it and wade right into this virus waist deep and get the job done and save lives. That's bravery. That's a sort of bravery I don't know that I even have. It's impressive. And these jackleg idiots that are standing around there and sit there and say over and over to themselves that, you know, you cannot take my rights, and if I want to get the COVID, that should be my right, or if I want to spread it around, that is my right. You know what that is? That's fear. That's all that is. It's fear. I don't know how they have all room for that kind of fear when they just left the buffet, you fat bastard. You know, get your shit together and look around you and see what's being said and see what's being studied. Understand the real news. Stay away from conspiracy theorists. You know, that's the one thing that LJ and I have been doing in the morning shows. We have this kind of, it started with, okay, wash your hands. And then it was, okay, maintain self-distancing or social distancing, right? Self-quarantining if necessary. If you have the ability to work from home, work from home. And then it was, don't wipe your ass with a t-shirt and try and flush it down the toilet. It ain't going to go well. And I felt like we were just sitting here trying to say, oh, have we gotten to this point where we have to run it to people? I mean, this is the year 2020, for God's sake. And I go, okay, wash your hands, use soap for, you know, 30 seconds. 40 would be even better. Wear a mask if you're going to be out in public. Watch your social distancing. Maintain 6 feet between you and the person that's next to you in public. Stay out of the restaurants for a little while. You know, do that kind of thing. Wash your hands more often than you think you need to. Don't touch your face. If you have to use a gas pump, use a glove. Throw the glove away after you put it. You feel like you. And now it's like, okay, don't listen to the conspiracy theorists because they have no idea what they're talking about. And it's a downside that we've seen, too, that's pointing back to social media, back to Facebook, who has just inundated everybody with all of this ridiculous amounts of horseshit that is being run down everybody's throat at every turn. And what used to be, what you used to be able to find, which was sort of middle of the road media, just doesn't seem to exist. It's there. It just doesn't seem to be existing right now because there's a minority of people who don't like anything that's going on right now, and they are very, very loud. They feel that their rights are being so infringed upon that they have to stand there with their frickin' rifle to go, look at me, you narcissistic prick, just like the guy in the White House. I'm not trying to win any friends over, so if you don't like that statement, that's fine. You can move along. I don't care. And all of this is just, it's like I said, it goes back to just being exhausting. And when you see that you've got people that are trying to benefit from this, and they are, benefit heavily from this, risking it all just to stay open so they can get that money and be novel for people to talk about. I know of at least three separate restaurants in this area that are doing things that they should not be doing. Now, I could jeopardize a lot of things by talking about them personally, but all that is it's not going to accomplish anything. Look, you know, it's real simple. Somebody gave me the talk down, if you will. I was on Twitter about this whole thing a couple of weeks back, and I tweeted at the mayor of Memphis about, you know, why are we all of a sudden, you went from, hey, we're going to give it two more weeks to, hey, Friday we're going, or Monday we're going to open things up. It was 2 weeks ago when he just flat out said, we're going to wait and see how these numbers are. But the numbers kept going up, and now they're saying, oh, the numbers are down because we got to look at it in a different way. And I said, this just seems ridiculous. And somebody had responded to me, not the mayor, but said, oh, you're right, perhaps you should stay home. As if it was some sort of kowtowing and saying, oh, yeah, oh, you poor little whiny bitch, maybe you should just stay home. Listen, man, you don't know me. This whole quarantine thing is fine by me. I'm just looking at it from the point of view from all of the rest of society and how they're going to handle it. You know, think about it. If you've got somebody in your home that has to go out and, you know, look at things for a living, and they're working like essential businesses and jobs and stuff, and they're putting their lives on the line for the rest of us schlubs, you know, a little consideration might go a long way, you know? Instead of trying to fuck somebody over because, hey, I got some stimulus money, but you're not going to get it until you do this, 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 that, and the other. Uh-huh. Instead of me paying a painter to paint my business, I'm going to have you do it for the year, whatever I was paying you in the past, and I might throw some money at you on the end. Uh-huh. I don't know. This may be a sea change for us. I mean, it's certainly, you have to keep bringing the news. You have to keep bringing the information. That's what we do at the radio station. It's what I try and do here a little bit. I just give it a different twist and a different look to see where we're at. And because of that, we may have to branch out into other news. And we do, but we just can't let this dominate us too much further. Because really, how much more of this could you take? Seriously, how much more of this could you possibly take? And whatever that number is, you're wrong, because we're looking at another 2 years of this. Possibly. I've heard that number being thrown around. I've heard at least 18 months. It'd be an interesting kind of a nice, lazy sort of somewhat summer type of thing, but boy, what happens when the fall comes around and flu season kicks back up and then the rest of this shit comes with it? Next thing, you get a little side of COVID with your flu. And this whole thing, too, with these kids now getting this Kawasaki disease that's directly related to COVID. What the hell is all this about? Man, there's so much we just don't know. And yet, trying to protect ourselves, trying to protect each other by saying, look, you got to wear a mask. Please stay in. And I'm to the point now, look, you want to go out? Y'all go out. Go do it. Go out there. If it's that freaking important to you, go on out there and lay your shit down there on the line, and we'll light a candle for you. I'm not going to wear a mask. It looks ridiculous. You should see what yourself looks like on a ventilator. That's a whole different look right there. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, I know. But that's kind of where we're at, and I don't really have anything else to add.
Wizards is corona-free and is your headquarters for your essential quarantine supplies. Their viral sale is happening right now with deals throughout the store. Get some sage to chase away the bad stuff. Incense, woodwick candles, decorative fans, and things to keep you busy while you're stuck at home. T-shirts, bandanas, hats, and more on sale right now. CBD, Kratom products, and personal cleansers for that job interview. Open 10 to 10 every day at 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, or get it all delivered when you order online at wizardsmemphis.com. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
There is a funny sort of interesting thing that has been going on, I guess, thanks to the pandemic, but it's the whole point now that we've become a lot more video connected. Have you noticed this? There's this whole thing about people saying, hey, come on tonight, 7 o'clock on my Facebook page. We're going to do a watch party, or we're going to listen to records together. That's kind of cool, really. It really is. It's something that's been around for a while now, but we're just now starting to get into it. And even, you know, you have like the whole house party thing and all that other stuff too. Although I'm starting to see that house party might be getting a little spammy. I've been getting the invites to things that I don't need to be invited to. And I don't know that I want to be invited to, but I appreciate it nonetheless. So I just have to sort them out. And it depends on what mood I'm in, if I've got a free minute or two to do it. But still, it's the whole thing. Are we too connected?
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program. We'll have some fun with that for sure. As a reminder, if you want to keep up with anything more that's what's happening on from my end, you can find me on Facebook, maybe. Of course you can. And then you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at the same exact handle, which is at Rick Cheddar. How about that? RICCHETTER. It's just that simple. Find me there. I don't know, maybe some pictures, maybe a joke or two. I don't know. At least from there, you'll be able to catch up with what everything that I've got going on, including this brand new show, Drinking with Dead People, which will be happening, I think, tentatively at the first of next month. I think so. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I need to look at a couple of other things here and see where we're at production and schedule wise, and things should be interesting from that point forward. So there. And there's also another show that's coming. Believe it or not, it's in production now. I mean, it's just too much going on at once. It's a good thing. It's a good too much. You know what I mean? It's good to be busy. It's good to have something to occupy one's mind, especially these days. And if you can be good and fun and constructive at the same time, then go for it, because that's where it's all at, isn't it? Right? All right, kids, I'm done. I'm out of here. Look after yourselves. Look after one another. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.